ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum.
Maseches Shavuos is dedicated to Bezchus Refuah Shleimah from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Lamed Tes. And at the top of Daf Lamed Tes, I'm an Aleph of the Gemara is in the middle of a Braisa which is describing the Chimer of a Shavuah. And the Braisa says that Shavuah is so Chomer that the whole world was Nizdazeya at the time that the Tzivui of Shavuah Shav was given. And then the Braisa goes on to say that the Shavuah is so Chomer that we're Nifron Mimenu Mimishbachtai. And then it says that we're in Nifran Mimenu Mikala Ilum Kulai. And in the midst of this Braisa, the Chassam Sofer has a Ha'ara, which is Negea Halacha Lamaisa. The Chassam Sofer is in his Shailos Shuvus Chayshin Mishpat Simon Ayin Aleph. The Chassam Sofer is Ma'irer, that we learned in Rashi, a very, very important Rashi on the previous Amud, on Lamad Chassam and Beid, near the bottom of the Amud, where Rashi wrote a Yasaid, which is very important for the whole Parak Shuvus Adayonim. Rashi wrote, "Uvedeiraisenu batlu harishenim shvu da'iraisa lefish sha'an shagadol." Rashi says that in the recent generations, there was a takonas haga'inim that when a person is chayav a shvua, he shouldn't make the shvu da'iraisa lefish sha'an shagadol, referring to the braisa that we're learning over here on Daf Lamed Tes, that the einish of shvua is so chomer, the ga'inim didn't want people to get involved in that anymore. V'tiknu ligzer alav arur ba'asara. And so they said instead of using a lashon of shvua, he should use a lashon of arur. The implication of that Rashi is that a lashon of arur doesn't carry the same chimer, the same unshagadil as a lashon of shvua. Aber frek techsam sefer. Here we're reading through the braisa that describes the unshagadil, and the third step in this unshagadil that Rashi referred to is that we're nifran mimenu umikol ha'olam kulay. And on that, the braisa quotes a pasuk. Shenemar aloy v'chachesh. And then the Gemara brings another pasuk, which either we're geiris lefanenu, it appears right here in the middle of the Braisa. The Gemara says that we should only be geiris later on at the bottom of the Amud, but al-Kapanim, there's another pasuk that's brought in, Mepnei Allah avlah ha'aretz. Both of these two psukim refer to Allah, and Allah is a lashon of arur, it's a lashon of curse, it's not a lashon of shvuah. And the Gemara uses that as the makar, that by Shavuos Shav, we're Nefuran Mimenu Umikala Alam Kulay. Zog Techsam Sefer, I see from here that whatever Chimer, whatever Einish Gadol is associated with Shavuah is also there by an Arur, by a curse, by an Allah. So what then were the Ga'inim Marviach by saying that nowadays we shouldn't use a Lashon of Shavuah, we should use a Lashon of Arur? The Rashi said that the reason why they did it was lefish sha'an sha'gadol, but they weren't marviach anything. With a lashon of ari, you have the same einish gadol. Therefore, zok techsam sefer, that really was going on in that Rashi, the takanas haga'inim that Rashi is describing was really to do much more than just to change it from a lashon of shvuah to a lashon of arur. But the main nekuda of that whole takana was that they shouldn't use the shem Hashem. When they're making the shvua b'lashon arur, they should say arur without any shem Hashem. And without a shem Hashem, then it doesn't have the din of a shvua d'arais at all. Then really, the ga'inim were being misakein, that even in cases where al pidin teira one is chayav a shvua sadayonim, nowadays we don't make the shvua anymore. We just do an arur, which also is something a little bit frightening and should hopefully impress upon the person that he has to tell the truth. But it's not really Mekayim the Din Deiraisa of Shua. It's really like an Akira's Dovrman Atari B'Shevi Altasa that the Goyim came and they said that you shouldn't make anything that counts as a real Din Shua because they said to say it without a shame. And the emphasis is that the Shua's Goyim, the Takanas Goyim is quoted also in the Hasakas HaRaivid in Perakid Alpha Fachas Shavuos Halacha Yud Gimel. And over there, the Raivid is Mefurish. The way the Chassam Sofer describes it, he writes, "Emir Avram, Shamati shetiknu ha'ga'inim zal she'in mashpiin achshav loy b'shem v'loy b'kinui, kedei shelo yehi ha'olam chareiv al yedei achitim sharabu." That because the ga'inim were afraid of the einish that would come al kol ha'olam kulay, so they were mistaken that nowadays we should make our shvu without a shame, loy b'shem v'loy b'kinui. That's mamish like the Chassam Sofer says, even though of course without a shame, without a kinui, it doesn't have a din of a shvua. You're not really mekayim the din deiraisa of shvua sadayanim, but that gufa was the takanas ha'ga'inim to be oikir the whole din of shvua sadayanim and put in place of it something a little bit frightening, which is an arur without a shame or a kinui. As Zok Techsam Sofer, he's coming lafuki from the way the sma understood and interpreted Rashi, the Sma in Siman Pei Zayin, Sif Katan Nun Gimel, the Sma says that Avada Rashi couldn't have meant that we're Nishba without a shame, without a shame. After all, Rashi, he says, quotes the Lashon of the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav, where it says, Arur Bay Shavua, and the tour in Yerideya, Siman Pei Shlamed Zayin, says that that Gemara of Arur Bay Shavua means Dafka when he includes a shame or a kinoy. Sezak the Sma Avada Rashi doesn't mean that he should be Nishba without a shame. Avada has to be with a shame. All Rashi means is that instead of using Lashon Shavua, you should use Lashon Arur. And what were they Marviach with that? It's still a Shavua Deraisa. Zak the Sma, but what they were Marviach was that the Einish Gadol that we find in the Braisa, that you wouldn't have the Lo Yanake that it says in the Torah, that's not for a Lashon of Shavua. So they were afraid of the Einish Gadol, so they were Marviach, they replaced the Shavua with an Arur or an Allah so that you shouldn't have the Einish Gadol. That's how the Sma learned Rashi. But the Chassam Sefer Tain is that from the end of the Braisa, where from the Psukim that the Braisa brings, where we see that the Psukim that support this idea of an Einish Gadol are Psukim that use no more than the Lashon of Allah, which is the same as Allah. It's just a Lashon of a curse. From there, you see that the Einish Gadol is there even when the Lashon of Allah. So therefore, it's like the Sam Sefer Avada, what the Ga'inim were doing was they were being Iker, the Din Shavua, altogether. They said that he should be Nishba, Shalei B'Shem and Shalei B'Kinui. And with that, the Sam Sefer says, he's Marviach with this, a different Ha'ara on that Rashi. Rashi on Nahal Merches, the Rashi that we were just reading, when Rashi wrote down this Takanas HaGa'inim, Rashi wrote, they were Mavatl Shavua Deraisa, V'tiknu Ligzer Alav Arur Ba'asara. What does Rashi mean with the word Ba'asara? So the Siman Nemdan, that Rashi didn't mean any Chiddush Legabi, this Takanas HaGa'inim, that it should be Ba'asara. The Takanas HaGa'inim was just that instead of the Lashon of Shavua, you should use the Lashon of Arur. Rashi writes Ba'asara, because Rashi's going with the Shitas HaRishenim, that every Shavua Sadayanim is Basara, which is a Machalikis Rishenim. There's a Shita of the Maram in Rutenberg that every Shavua Sadayanim should be Basara. The Rashba argues, in Shulchan Aruch, we Paskin like the Rashba, the Machaber, Al Kapodim Paskins like the Rashba, not like the Maram in Rutenberg, and holds that an ordinary Shavua Sadayanim does not need a minion, does not need to be Basara. Zok the Sma, but this Rashi who writes Ba'asara, he's just going with the other sheet, he's going with the sheet of the Rami Rutenberg, and therefore Zok the Sma comes out very geschmack that when the Mechaber in some Pezayin Sif Yud Tes brings down the Takanas HaGa'inim, Yesh Oimim, the Lashon of the Mechaber in Sif Yud Tes, Yesh Oimim Shebedeves Achareinim Bitlu Shavua B'Shem Lafi Sha'in Shagadol V'Nohagu La'ashpia Ba'arur, Zak the Sma, you'll notice that the Mechaber leaves out what Rashi said that it should be Ba'asara. He's bringing down Rashi's Takanas HaGa'inim. Rashi said Ba'asara, but the Mechaber leaves out the word Ba'asara. Zak the Sma, you know why? Because Rashi only wrote the word Ba'asara. It had nothing to do with the Takanas HaGa'inim. That's just Rashi's Shita about Shavuos HaDayanim in general. And since we don't paskin like that, Shita Legabi Shavuos HaDayanim, so maybe the Mechaber left out that word from Rashi. According to the way I'm learning, it comes out much more geschmack, that which Rashi used the word basara, because according to the Sma, it's a little bit surprising that he should put it into this Rashi. What's it doing in this Rashi? If this is Rashi's shita in general, that a Shavua Sadayanim needs to be basara, there's many other places where Rashi could have said that. Vos episode over here, where Rashi's coming to tell us that nowadays we don't make a Shavua Sadayanim, rather we make an Arur. Over there he says the word basara. Zag the Chassam Sofer, no, the Pshat is Hagufa. It's because we don't make a Shavua Deraisa, we don't make a Shavua B'Shem, and they substituted the Arur, without a shame, without a kinoy, for the Shavua Deraisa. So at that time, the Ga'inim were Masakein, but you should do it with a minion. Zok the Chassam Sofer, based on the Gemara and Hedjin Daf Lamed Tes, a kol be'asara, taman shchint the sharia, the shchine is sheru, wherever there's asara. So in lieu of having the Shem Hashem in your Shavua, they were Masakein that there should be a minion, which is also something similar to something, a sort of a zer'anpin of a shame in the Shavua. There's akapanim, something that brings the shchine there. So it adds something to the Chomer. Rashi meant that that's part of the Takanas HaGa'inim. Not that that's the Shita in Shavuos HaDayanim in general, but because nowadays our Takanas HaGa'inim is that we leave the Shem Hashem out of the Shavua, therefore we include Asara. It's a Ha'ara on the Mechaber Taka. According to the Chassam Sofer, when the Mechaber brings down this Takanas HaGa'inim, he Taka should have brought the Prat that it's Basara. And that the Chassam Sofer holds a Taka, a Ha'ara on the Mechaber. Al kolponim b'kitzur, we have this takanas ha'ga'onim, which is quoted in Rashi and in the Ravid, that nowadays we don't make the same type of a shvuah tzadiyanim that they made in the olden days. We have two pshatim. The Sma says that all they meant was that they should replace the lashon shvuah with the lashon of arur, which the Sma held reduces the chaymer a little bit, but we're still using a shem Hashem so that it should still have the takef of a shvuah deraisa and be mekayim the din deraisa of shvuah tzadiyanim. The Chassam Sefer argues based on the psukim quoted in the Braisa over here, which have the lashon Allah v'chareish mepnei Allah of Allah ha'aretz. We see that the Einish Gadol of Shvuah is still there even with the Lashon of Arur. So therefore, the Chassam Sefer, if the Ga'inim wanted to be Marviach, wanted to save the world from the Einish Gadol, they had to remove the Shem Hashem, which means it's a whole different lamdis. It means that the Tekanos Ga'inim was taken to be Iker the Din, the rights of Shvuah Tadayanim. And therefore, the Chassam Sefer, there's a Din of Asara as a replacement for the Shem Hashem. We just want to be Messiahim with the Ha'ara. That there are some Rishonim that don't agree with this Takanas HaGa'inim. The Rambam doesn't bring it down. We mentioned before that it's mentioned in the Hasagas HaRavid, because the Rambam never brings this down. The Ran writes that it seems that the Rambam didn't hold of this Takanas HaGa'inim, because the Mishnah says that maybe the Rambam didn't hear of it. Lamaisa, it's not in the Gemara, it's the Takanas HaGa'inim. Maybe the Rambam wasn't familiar with this Takanas HaGa'inim. And there's also a riff. The Rashba is Madaik from the riff that we mentioned in the previous year. We mentioned Agav Urcha. There's a Tshuvas HaRif, where the Rif says that if somebody made a Shvuas Heses, and then later on an Erecha comes and becomes Chayim and a Shvuas HaDayanim, he has to swear again, he's not Yaitzi with the Shvuas Heses, because Shvuas Heses was without a Nikitas Chayfetz, and since it says in the Gemara that if you're Nishba without a Nikitas Chayfetz, you're not Yaitzi, you have to make another Shvuas, so too, if you made a Shvuas Heses, you're not Yaitzi, you have to make another Shvuas. Zuck the Rashba. From that which the Rif is, this is a tshuva, the Rif is passing like this, halacha lamaisa, that means that the Rif held that we're still nishba with the Nikitas Chayfetz nowadays, so the Rashba said that indicates that the Rif also doesn't hold of this Takanas HaGa'inim. So the Rif and the Rambam seem not to hold of the Takanas HaGa'inim. Rashi and the Ravid both bring it down, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, like we said, in Siman Pei Zayin, Sif Yutes. For the next shtickle, I want to continue my inyan la'inyan, ba'isa inyan. We've been talking so far about the Takanas HaGa'inim that says that we shouldn't make a Shvuah D'Oraisa, we should substitute it with something a little bit different, an Arur, perhaps without a Shem or a Kinoi. L'maisa, the minig nowadays, is that we do even less. The minig of Bat Edinim nowadays is that they never, or almost never, are Mekayim the Din of Shvuah HaDayanim, and whenever there's a Din Teira and somebody's Chayav Shvuah, Beis Din will try in whatever way possible to help the two parties reach a Pshara, and we try to avoid at all costs ever making a Shavua. So where does that come from? So there's a Tshuvas Chassam Sefer, this time it's Simen Tzadi, in Cheshem Mishpat. The Chassam Sefer is a very unusual opening to the Tshuva. The Shaila was that somebody asked the Chassam Sefer, I hear people saying, it's a regul al l'sheinenu, da'filu Shavuas emes, averihi, that really an Erlich Yid never makes a Shavua, even if it's a Shavuas emes. And the Shaila wanted to know, is there any makar for this idea that a person should try to avoid making a shvuah even if it's a shvuah semes? And the Chassam Sefer answered, yes, Avada, there is a makar for the idea, and he mentions a few things. But among the makaris that he brings are two things in the braisa that we have here in our Gemara in Shvuah Daf Lamed Tes. The first makar that he mentions is that which it says about five lines down in the wide lines that the Gemara brings to the pasuk in Zechariah, and the Gemara says, what's al beis haganav? It means somebody that comes with some kind of a trick, a plot. A person really doesn't have a tefillah on somebody, but he makes up a false taina. For example, the person owes him $50, and he makes up a false sign, and he lies and he says, you owe me $100. And his plan is, that way the person, since he knows he doesn't owe $100, he only owes $50, he'll say, I don't owe $100, I only owe $50. And then we'll say, oh, you're a Maidiba Miksas, umashbiyai, and he'll be mashbiyahim. And that's a trick that this person makes to get other people's money. In fact, like some safer, I don't get it, what's the trick? If he only owes $50, and you tell him that you owe $100, so avad, he'll deny the second $50, good will be chayav a shvuah, but he'll swear because he knows that he's right. He really only owes 50. You made up the second 50. So why would you, of course you should expect that he'll just swear and he'll be putter. So what's the whole trick? it seems, Zakt Sam Sefer, that there was an expectation that an Erev L'Chayyid is not going to swear. So if somebody is Tevei 100 when the guy only owes 50, he's really a Goynev Das Abrius. He really has a very clever trick to get money out of the other person. He's going to end up getting an extra $50 because the person's not going to want to swear. Zu Achas. Furthermore, Zakt Sam Sefer, look what it says a few lines further down in the Raisa. That if the Nitva says, Harini Nishba, I'm going to take the Shavua, Ha'im Nim Sham Imrim Zelazes, Suruna Me'al Ahaleha, Nashim Har Sha'im Ha'ela. So we call them Rishayim. Now the Gemara Amud Beis, you'll remember, asks Bishlama, the one that swears is a Rasha, but why is the other one the Tevea? Why is he considered a Rasha? And the Gemara gives the Teres, Shechal Shavua Al Shneim, and Rashi says, Shalai Dikdik Limser Mamayim Yad Neman. So the Gemara Amud Beis takes care of why the Tevea is considered a Rasha. The Nitva, on that the Gemara says Bishlama, as if that's easier to understand. Frek Lechsam Sefer. But I only understand why the Nitva, who's swearing, is considered a Rasha if his Shvu is a Shvu Sheker. But when he says, I'm going to swear, we don't know that his Shvu is Sheker. So why the Nashim or Asharim Ha'ela, why are we calling them Rashayim? Adraba, we should expect there's probably a Shvu MS. Zak Lechsam Sefer, the Mashmos of the Breisa, and also of the Gemara and Mabeza that says on this Bishlama, the mashmos is that even if it's a shvuas emes, an Erev L'Chayyid doesn't swear a shvuas emes. An Erev L'Chayyid, if he's in a situation where in order to defend his money he needs a shvua, he's going to have such yira for the Kveid Hashem that he's going to be nimna from the shvua. So Zakt Chassam Sefer, there are two mekayres in this braisa to this idea. So that which the shoyel called it ragil al l'sheinenu, as if it's some maisa that people say, Zakt Chassam Sefer taka a richtig maisa. It's true what people say, that afilu shvuas emes is on some level an aveira. In the Menchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, in Chelik Dalid, Simon Nun Beis, he's ma'oir on the Chassam Sefer, that while what the Chassam Sefer says is l'chayr is very nice, it's very oiskahalk, and the rayas are good rayas, but it's very surprising that the Chassam Sefer doesn't mention that what he's saying is l'chayr only like one day in Rishayim. Because the Yisayid Hadavar is the Machlekes Rambam and Ramban. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSei Zayin, and the Chassam Sefer Taka doesn't mention it, but Zakr, the Dayan Weiss, that Avada, everything that the Chassam Sefer says is only true Lefi the Ramban and not Lefi the Rambam. Because Zakr, the Rambam, in Mitzvahs HaSei Zayin, the Rambam says, HaMitzvah HaShvi is Hu Shetzivonu Lihishova B'Shmo Yis'ala Kishen Etzdarech L'Kayim Davim Min Advarim. That there's a mitzvah that when a person needs to reinforce his words, he should swear b'shmoy hagad. He should swear b'shmoy yisale. The Ramban says that l'chere this shouldn't be counted as a mitzvah because it's not meant as a tzivoy, as a positive thing. It's only meant as a reshus. The Torah means to be giving permission that a person is allowed to use Hashem's name in a shvua, but not that he's necessarily supposed to. And the Ramban adds, the Ramban, especially in his Pirush on Parshas Ve'eschanan, on the Pasuk of Hashem Elokecha Tira, Vayseis Havoid Uveshmoy Tishaveya, Zok the Ramban, over there he goes, L'shitasa, he doesn't mention the Ramban, but he speaks out, this is not a mitzvah to say, it's only a Rishus, and then he explains that the Pshan in the Pasuk is, that yes, there's Rishus to use Hashem's name in a Shavua, but when is there Rishus? Only if one is Mekayim Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Vayseis Havoid. If a person has the proper madrig of Yiras Hashem and Avudas Hashem, then there's a heter of Uvishmoy Tishaveya. But without those Tanoim being fulfilled, then a person is not allowed even to be Nishba B'Shmoy. Now, what the Chassam Sefer says, that Afil Yishuos Emes Aveirihi, that makes sense according to the Ramban. That here the Torah itself, the Torah only gave a Rishus, and even the Rishus was conditional on being on a very high madrigal, so then we can understand that a person should be reluctant to take upon himself that he's on that high madrigal and should try at all costs to avoid making a shvu, even if it's a shvu's emes. But l'chayr, this is all not like the Rambam. Unless we say, however, it should be pointed out that among the mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, if you take a look in the Sefer Kinas Seferim, the Kenas Seferim is one of the Gedalia Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he writes over there that the Rambam really doesn't mean what the Ramban and the Tashbates and others thought that the Rambam meant that it's really a mitzvah to make a Shavuah. The Rambam himself, he also only meant that if a person wants to make a Shavuah, if a person is going to make a Shavuah, then he should make sure that he uses the Shem Hashem to make a Shavuah. But the Rambam isn't saying that a person should make a Shavuah. That's what Azayzak the Kinas say for him, and then it could be that the Chassam Sefer also assumed that way, because then everyone might agree that really it's better not to make a Shavuah. But we should mention that while in the Rambam himself, again, I mentioned the Kinas Sefer writes this, there's a Sefer Megillas Esther, which is also one of the Gedalim Mefarshim on the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Megillas Esther disagrees with the Kinas Sefer's reading of the Rambam. But I want to bring in that the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Shavuos writes as follows: Kishem Shavuos Shav V'Sheker B'lei Saseh. Just like it's an aveira for a person to swear falsely, Kach Mitzvas Asei Sheyishava Mishen Eschay Yeshua B'Veistin. So too, there's a positive mitzvah that a person should swear when he's Chayav Shavu and Beisin Shenemer Uveshmoy Tishaveya Zay Mitzvas Asei. And the Rambam continues: Shashvu B'Shmoy Hagadol V'Hakadosh. Because making a Shavua in Hashem's great and holy name, midarkei ha'avodahi, it's a way of serving Hashem, v'hidur v'kiddush gadol hu, lehishava b'shmai. And it's mekadesh Hashem's name, and it's mahadar Hashem's name in a great way when we make a Shavua in Hashem's name. L'chayr, the lashon of the Rambam here in Hilchos Shavuos is very much mavur, the way the Ramban had understood him, and not like the Kinas Sefer had wanted to say, and especially we'll mention the Radvaz, who in his Pirush on the Rambam here in Hilchos Shavuos, the Radvaz says that the reason why the Rambam gives this Hakdama to Perek Yud Aleph is because B'Perek Zim B'Vayar Rabbeinu Dinei Shavuos HaDayanim, the whole Perek is devoted to teaching the Halachas of Shavuos HaDayanim, U'lefish im Nischayv Adam Shavuah Yifroish Mipnei Chumras HaShavuah, a person might have said, what should I bother for with the Shavuos HaDayanim? It's such a chamardik thing, I'll just try to avoid it. L'kach hiktim. Therefore, the Rambam prefaces the whole parak and says, Shekeshem shemetsuva al Shavu ashav v'sheker, kein hu mitsuva lishav b'shmoy be'emes, shehidu v'kidj gadol hu lishav b'shmoy be'emes. So the Radvaz says that the whole kavanah of the Rambam over here is la'afuki from this idea that the Chacham Sofer was saying that people would like to avoid a Shavuos emes. Because the Rambam was worried that you might want to avoid a Shavuos Emes, that's why he wrote this Hakdama to Perek Yud Aleph. So over here, the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, and especially the Hisafa of the Radvaz, is very much mashma the way the Rambam himself had understood, and the way the Megillas Esther understands the Rambam and the Sefer HaMishnah. So the Rambam holds that it is a mitzvah. With that being said, it seems that in the later days, Klal Yisrael has been mekabel, not like the Rambam, and like I mentioned, the Ramban writes very strongly, he disagrees with the Rambam, that the Torah doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah that one is being mekayim. The Torah rather just means that it's a reshus, that under certain circumstances a person is allowed to. And al pi zeh, we hear what the Chassam Sofer says, that he brought in that there are mekayis in our Gemara, that are mashba, that a person should try to avoid it at all costs. And we'll just be meisiv that while in the Chassam Sofer it seems that it wasn't yet the practice of a Beis Din to not even offer it as an option. For Karet, the Chassam Sofer talks about how the Beis Din should implement the Shavua, but Bizmanenu Anu, it seems that it's very, very rare for a Beis Din to even offer it as an option, maybe because Bizmanenu Anu, it's recognized that people don't have the right level of Yiras Shamayim that we could expect that making a Shavua would even give the Birur that it's supposed to give. A person, the idea behind Shavuos HaDayanim is that a person is made to make sas, and now we wonder whether he owes another $50, but if he makes a shavua, then we know for sure he doesn't owe the extra $50. But if the level of Yiras Shamayim became this rational so much that a person might not be machshev the chaymer ha'inyan of a shavua sheker and chas v'shalom, so then we really lose the whole purpose of the Shavuos HaDayanim if it doesn't even provide a bira, and it could be that that's why Bizmanenu Anu, but the dinim are even more reluctant than they were in the times of Chassam Sofer to sign a Shavua. But al-Kapanim, again, what the Chassam Sofer says is all al-Pi the Ramban, who holds that the mitzvah of Uveshmoy Teshaveya is only a Rishus. Mash'enkin, the Shittas Rambam, is that it's a mitzvah say, and even more, that it might be a Kiddush V'Hidur Gadol L'Shmoy Yisbarach. Let's go on now to what it says next in the Braisa. V'im Amar Eini Nishba, if the person that was made to be mixas, who has the option of making a shavua and becoming patra on the second half of the claim, if he says that I want to make the shavua, I'd rather pay. So the Braisa says, So what does it mean, patronizing me? Obviously, it has nothing to do with being putter. He's not putter. He just said he wants to pay. Rashi and Tosfos both explain that what it means is, patronizing, we kick him out of the basin, miyad, as fast as possible. Well, why do we kick him out of the basin as fast as possible? And what din does that indicate in Lomdus? So this is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that the pshat is that we try to get him out of the basin as fast as possible because once he steps out, he can't be chaser anymore. We want to prevent him from being able to be chaser, so we're patronizing miyad so that he can't be chaser and come back and say, no, I do want to make a shavua. Tosfos quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam that Rabbeinu Tam argued and said, no, there's no such thing. There's never chal on him a din that he can't be chayzer. The Torah gave him two choices. The Torah said he has the option of swearing or paying. On Sunday, he came in and he said, I want to pay. But if he comes back on Monday, he didn't pay yet, and he says, I changed my mind, I want to swear. What happened to take away that choice? Good, he said he wasn't going to take that choice. Then he changes his mind, and he says, he is going to take the choice. And a chanami zekter ben tam, if he would be mekabel kinyan, if he would take a sudar, then he would be bound to what he said, then something would be chal, but kol zman that there was no kinyan on it, nothing is chal, it's just a word, he could be chayzer from his word. So what's the pshat on the patronizing miyad? Rabbeinu Tam says, it's just that once he leaves the Beis Din, he's less likely to come back, he'll be embarrassed to come back, so therefore we're patronizing miyad so that he won't come back. But in din, shitas Rabbeinu Tam was that if he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. While Rashi learns that once he says that he's not going to swear and he leaves the Beis Din, he can't be chayzer anymore. And the Emma says, in this shita of Rashi, I want to be maisif that we find really two versions within this shita, Rashi's shita and the Rif shita. The Rif holds Pasha, that once he says that he's not going to swear and he's going to pay, he can't be chayzer anymore. Rashi is maisif a knech. It's once he says it and he leaves the Beis Din. If he didn't leave the basin yet, then he can be chayzer. But once he leaves the basin, he can't be chayzer. We'll see in a moment what the pshat is in that chiluk. Rabbeinu Tam's shita was that he always could be chayzer. Now, the reason why I say was is because the Balei Tosfos had a Maseira that Rabbeinu Tam, this was his Mishnah Rishena, and then Rabbeinu Tam was chayzer. The way it's quoted in Tosfos by us, as well as the Tosfos in Bava Masechta Daf Lamed Aleph, is that Rabbeinu Tam eventually was chayzer to Shitas Rashi. But in the other Rishenim, in the Rishenim from Svar, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, here, and in Bava Basra, Daf Kaf Chav Ches, and in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Aleph, all the places where they talk about this Machlekes Rishenim, they bring this down as Shitas Rabbeinu Tam without a Chazara. The way they say it is Machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi holds that once you say you're not going to swear, you can't be Chazer, and Tosfos holds that even though you said you're not going to swear, you still could be Chazer. Now there's a Gemara which discusses a very similar case and seems to give a definitive answer. There's a Gemara Rav Basa Daf Kuf Chav Ches which comes to tell us whether a person that made such a declaration and based in could be chayzer or can't be chayzer. However, there's a shaila in the Girsa in that Gemara. There's a shaila about where we put the vav, and depending on where you put the vav, the Gemara. It will reverse what the Gemara is saying. That'll reverse whether the Gemara is a raya that you could be chayzer or the Gemara is a raya that you can't be chayzer. What's the case in Bava Basra Kuf Chav Ches? Over there it says that if somebody comes with a tefillah and Beis Din and the other person is kafir bakoil. So the mashal, Reuven says you owe me $100 and Shimon is kafir bakoil. So Avadna now Shimon is potter, he doesn't owe anything. But then Shimon says to Reuven, he shava v'toil. If you'll make a shvua that I will, that your claim is correct, then I'll pay. Which is similar to our Gemara in that the Nitva, Shimon, is making a concession that he's not obligated to make, but he says that he'll make that concession. Just like in our Sugya we discussed that he says he's going to pay even though he's not Mechuyiv to pay. Over there he says that if you'll make a Shavua then I'll pay, even though he's not Mechuyiv in that. So the Gemara over there says, Nishba Eina Yachad Lachzer, but there's a Vav in there somewhere. Rabbi Nutam's Girsa is Vin Nishba, with a Vav before the word Nishba. Then what's the Gemara saying? That if Shimon the Nitva said he shava v'toil vin nishba and the tevea then was nishba, then ain't a yachal achzar. But it's mavur then that kolzman that Reuven the tevea was not nishba, Shimon could be chayzer. So even though Shimon made this concession, but he could always backtrack since he wasn't. No, there was no kinyan that made it bichal. So even though he said it, he could always be chayzer until the other person actually carried it out, until he was nishba. But that's only if there's a vav before the word v'nishba. But the Rashba says that the girsa over there with the vav belongs after the word nishba. If the nitva says he shava v'toil, then zok the gemara nishba ve'in yachal achzar, meaning that the teveya could be nishba, and ve'in yachal achzar, and the nitva can't take back that right anymore. Nishba meaning the teveya could then be nishba against the will of the nitva, and the nitva can't take that away. Ve'in yachal achzar. If you gerus it like that, then Fakir is saying over there that once you make this concession in basin, you can't take it back anymore. So if you put the vav after the word nishba, then that gemara is a raya to shitas Rashi, the Rif, the Rashba. If you put the vav over there before the word nishba, then that gemara is a raya to Rabbeinu Tam. Malchapanim, we have these two shitas in Rishenim, and we have these two cases, and l'chira the tali zabezet. In our sugya, they discuss if someone who is ma'idim amiksas gives up his right to be nishba v'niftar, he says that he's going to pay. Over there, Rav Basuka Fachavchesa discusses someone who's kofer b'koil, and he gives up his right to be potter. He tells the other person he's shava v'toil, and in both cases, you have shitas, Rashi, the Rif, the Rashba, that once he says that, al-Kaparam, once he leaves the basin, he can't be chayzer anymore. And you have the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that in all these cases, kolzman, there was no kinyan, he still could be chayzer. Now there's one more Gemara, which seems to be negeya to this, which is the Rishenim bring into this discussion. And that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Dalid, on the Mishnah of Neman Alai Abba. If somebody says that he's going to be Mekabel on himself to follow what a Karev says, he's Mekabel his father, Abba, or Avicha, as an aid or as a dayan, which Avad Al Pidin Tayri, he's not obligated by what the Karev is going to say, but he's Mekabel on himself. So that's also an example of making a concession, being Mevat is something from your rights. He has the right to not be obligated by what his father says. But he's mekabel on himself that even if his father says something against him, he's going to do it. He'll be chayev if his father says that he's chayev. So it says over there, there's a shaka v'tayr in the Gemara, and the maskana is clear, that mishenigmar hadin in a yachal achzar. But until the Gemara din, he is able to be chayzer. So l'fum riyata, that Gemara then is a raya to Rabbeinu Tam. That the Gemara says that because there's no Gemara din, as long as it's just words, you can be chayzer. And all three of these sugyas, the halacha is that it's just words and you can be chayzer. What's Rashi going to do with that Gemara? So the Rishenim say, take a look in the Rashba in Bava Metzia speaks it out more lehedya, but it's rumors really in the Rashba and the Rambai us also, that Gemara really provides the lumdis for Shitas Rashi also. Because while it's true that it's mavur in that Gemara that calls man that there was lay nigmar din you could be chayzer, but it also says that misha nigmar din you can't be chayzer. Zuck the Rashba pshat in Rashi, that which Rashi holds by us that you can't be chayzer is because this is like a nigmar din. But why is this like a nigmar din? Because Basin is coming to Dan because Reuben and Shimon are arguing about the money. Reuben says you owe me the money, and Shimon says I don't have to pay you the money. The minute that Shimon says I'll pay you the money, so then there's nothing more for Basin to be done about. So as far as Basin is concerned, the dentaira is over right then and there. So if he says, Eini Nishba, meaning I'm prepared to pay, so that's a Gemara Din. And so too in the Gemara in Bava Basra. If he says, he's Shavav Atoil, so once the Nitva told the Teveya that if you'll do Kach V'Kach, I'm willing to pay, so there's nothing more for Basin to get involved in. He already, true, if he wanted to assert all of his rights, so Basin would have to decide. But once he says to the Teveya, if you'll do this, I'm willing to pay. Well, if you're willing, then Basin doesn't have to decide anything anymore. So the lumness of Rashi and the Rif in all these cases where they say he's not able to be chayzer, the pshat is because once he makes this concession, this Dibur is considered like a Gemar Din. The Machlokes Rashi and the Rif will just be about, whereas according to the Rif, just saying the words alone is nechshav like a Gemar Din. Rashi holds this only once he says the words and he's yetzim mibasin is considered like a Gemar Din. But al-Kaponim, the lumness of Rashi and the Rif, when they say that you can't be chayzer, is because it's considered like a Gemar Din, while according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're always able to be chayzer. Now, Adkam, we were learning that the two sugyas, our case, where the Moed B'Mikseh says, Eini Nishba, and B'Vavas Kuf Chavches, where Akayfe B'Koyl says, Hishav Avatoyl, Atoli Zeh B'Zeh. Rashi and the Rif hold in all cases that you can't be chayzer, Rabbeinu Tam said in all cases that you could be chayzer. We find, however, in L'Chayre, in the Rambam, it appears that there's an era of Parashiyos. Because the Rambam, L'Gabi, the Gemara, B'Vavas Kuf Chavches, is Gan's clerk. He paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. He brings down the Gemara that if the Nitva, who's Kefir B'Koyl, says he's Shavah V'Toyl, then once the Teveh is Nishpa, then he's Eniach Alachzer. But it's Mavur in the Rambam that calls man that the Nitva, that the Teveh rather, wasn't Nishpa. The Nitva could be Chazer and say, no, I'm not going to pay. So the Rambam seems to hold like Rabbeinu Tam, which Agav Urcha is surprising. It's very, very unusual. The Rambam paskening against the Rif, but L'cheri, that's what's Mavur in the Rambam. This is in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Hey, Halacha, Perek Zayin, rather. Hilchas Sanhedrin, Halacha Beis, the Rambam seems to pasken like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, what about Lagabe Arsigya? So the Emes says Arsigya is not really, there's no Gemara about it exactly. The Gemara just says patronates of Miad. We kick him out of the Beis Din. That started a discussion among the Rishonim, but there's no Mefurish Gemara about it, and maybe there's really no Mefurish Rambam about it. But the Magen Mishnah makes a comment about it when on the Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchas Shela Upikadain Halacha Hey, what's going on over there? That's where the Rambam brings down the din of the Gemara at the beginning of Perek HaMafkid, where it says that somebody who a shamer who's chayav a shvua, Mashal Hashem Rechinam, who says that it was Nignav Nevat, so he could make a shvua. But if he says any nishba, then I'm not going to swear. Rather, I'm going to pay. So then it says that he's kohen of the kefil in the event that the ganav has ever found. And on that sugya, there's then a shak of tire in the Gemara. What about if he says one thing, but then he wants to be chayzer? And our Tosis brings down that first there were those that wanted to be medayik from that sugya, a diuk Tishitas Rabbeinu Tam, and then afterwards they wanted to be medayik from that sugya, a diuk Tishitas Rashi. But al-Kapanim, that sugya is negeya to this discussion. That's why the Tosis over there, Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Dalid, goes through this whole diyun also. The Magen Mishnah, therefore, on the Rambam over there, in Hachashelo Pekadain, brings up the Shaila. And he brings down Shitas Rashi. And the implication of the Magen Mishnah is that he thinks that this is also how the Rambam holds as well. Shitas Rashi being that patronos miyad means that once he says that he's going to pay, he can't be Chazer anymore. So first Rambam Ayur, that if that's Taka the Shitas HaRambam, or Al-Kaparan the Magen Mishnah, who holds that that's the Shitas HaRambam, so then it comes out L'Chayr in inconsistency, that the Rambam, Legabe, somebody who says, Eini Nishba, the Rambam holds that he can't be Chayzer, like Rashi, but Legabe, somebody who says, he's Shav of a Toil, the Rambam seems to hold that he could be Chayzer, like Rabbeinu Tam. And there's a Shach also in Simen, Chaf Beis, Sifkat and Yud Chaz, who's Medayik, that this is the Shitas HaRambam. The Ramah brings down Shitas Rashi that once he leaves Basin, he can't be Chayzer anymore. Legabi, the case of Arsigyov, where somebody says, Eini Nishba, the Sma is Ma'ira. The Hakam, a few lines earlier, when the Shulchan Aruch was talking about the case of the Gemara of Abbas, of Hishav of Atel, Hakam, the Ramah didn't say this. And the Sma says that it's not Meduyik in the Ramah. He should have put his words earlier, not later. The Shach says, no, the Ramah is Betachlas Hadikduk. The Ramah Bedafka meant Paskin like Rashi, Dafka Legabi Arsigyov, but not Legabi the Sugyov of Abbas, of Chavches. Just like the Umaydaik and the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam. So what's talk of the Pshan and the Chiluk? So the Shach says the Svara, and he says that the Ramban and Baba Basra also mentions this Svara as a possibility to be Mechalik, but the Shach holds that it's a Richtig, a Chiluk, to explain the Shittas HaRambam and the Shittas HaRambam, that we said before that the lumness of Rashi and the Rif to say that you can't be Chayzer is because once you say that you're going to pay, it's considered like a Gemar Din. Zuck the Shach. There's a Svar Gedela to say that it's only considered like a Gemar Din over here because once he says Eini Nishba, so then there's nothing that, it doesn't depend on anything. Then the Din is really over. If he says he's not going to pay, if he says he's not going to swear, so he's going to pay. So that's it. He already decided that he's going to pay. It's not the Shach uses the Lashon, it's not Mechusar Maisa. We're not waiting for anything else to happen for us to decide what's going to be the bottom line in this din teira. The bottom line is, we already reached the bottom line. He's going to pay. He's chayav to pay. But in the case of Yishav HaVatayil, even though it's true that he was mevatar something, he gave up his rights. He said, if you make a shavua, I'll pay. But it still remains to be seen, will the Teveh make a shavua or won't the Teveh make a shavua? If you'll make a shavua, but there's an if. If there's an if, zuk the shach, then it's not a gemar din. Because we're still waiting to see what's going to happen.
So therefore, Zakta Shach, it's a svar gedolah to say that in our sugya, his words make a gemar din, but in the sugya over there, his words don't make a gemar din. So even though Takam Rebbe the Rishenu, when they were discussing the two sugyas, they put them together and they assume that whatever is true by one is true by the other. But there's a svar gedolah to mechalik Zakta Shach. That's why the Rambam and the Rama held that dafka by any nishba he can't be chayzer anymore, but by hishav v'toil he could be chayzer. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer and the Evan Uzzel in Hilchas Sanhedrin Perek Zayin, he says a different svara to be mechalik. He has a very geshmak alumdus to explain why the Rambam would hold that you could be chayzer in the case of the Gemara of Rabbi Basra, hishav v'toil, just like you could be chayzer in the case of Neman Alai Abba, but you can't be chayzer in our sugya. Rabbi Zalman, if a person with his words wants to create a din, and it's just a random din that he's making up, so then his words don't have that takif, and nothing is chal. So l'mashal neman alai abba. There's no din in the Torah for a father to be neman. So he wants to make up that if my father says I should pay, then I'm going to pay. But to make up this random halacha, so that's just words, and as long as nobody made a kinyan on it, if he wants to be chayzer, he can be chayzer. So too the Gemara of Abbasra of hishav v'toil. He was kafir b'koil, and he tells the Teveah, but if you'll be nishba, then I'll be chayav. But there's no such din in the Torah that if the Teveah is nishba, then a kafir b'koil has to pay. But the guy said that I'll pay, so he's making up a halacha that doesn't exist in the Torah to make up a random halacha, just like if he would say that if you'll stand on your head while you're making your tefillah, I'll pay. So that his words wouldn't create anything, because there's no real din like that. So if he says, hishava, if you'll make a shvuah, I'll pay, they're also... It's a random law that he wants to create upon himself. His words don't have the koyach to do it. But in our sugya, we're talking about a moedim amikzas, and he says, "Eini nishba, I'm going to pay." The din of the Torah is that a moedim amikzas is oyishava, oyishalim. The din of the Torah is that he has two options. He has to swear or pay. So if he says, "Eini nishba," so he's saying, I'm not taking option A, I'm taking option B. He's not trying to create some new halacha. This is a din that already exists in the Torah. The Torah said that there's two options. He's just saying which of the two options of the Torah he's taking. So there his words are chal, because his words aren't coming to create some new hischaivus. His words are coming to choose one of the dinim of the Torah. Therefore, in this case, even with that being mekabel kinyan on his words, atakachal, and he can't be chayzer. That's why the Rambam holds that in our sugya, when he says, eini nishba, he's not able to be chayzer, like the Magen Mishnah says B'das Ramam, even though he holds Lagabe, the sugi in Bababas Kufchavches, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam, that Kolzman, that no kinyan was made, he's still able to be chayzer. So let's go on to the very last line in this Braisa. The Braisa says that the Shavua that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashbiyah ben Israel and Avri Samayav was not only on the mitzvah Shekibla Lehem Mehar Sinai, it was also on the mitzvah Sa'asides Lehizchadish Kegoin Mikra Megillah. The Rambam in the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvot has Sheirish HaRishin, the Rambam writes, Shein Roy Limnitz V'chal Hazah HaMitzvah Shehim Midrabanan, that the minyan of mitzvahs of Tariq mitzvahs should not include mitzvahs that are drabanan. And then the Rambam says that really this should be obvious, because after all, the Lashon of the Gemara in Makkos is Darash of Simulay Sheish Meisu Shleish Yasim Mitzvahs Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. And if it says Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, so of course, how could drabanan be included? Abrazak, the Rambam, the reason why I am mentioning it is Mepnei Shata'u Boi Rabim, and he's referring to the Bahag, all 14 of the Yudal Shirashim at the beginning of the Sefer Mitzvahs are coming to Afuki from the minion of the Bahag. Like the Rambam, Shata'u Boi Rabim Umanu Nerchanaka Umikra Megillah B'Chlal Mitzvahs Asay. Like the Rambam, the Bahag counted mitzvahs drabanan such as Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah in his minion of Taryag mitzvahs, Ramach mitzvahs asay, and Zok the Rambam, that is incorrect, since the Lashon of the Gemara is Nemar L'Moshe B'Sinai, you can't include mitzvahs shehein drabanan. And then a little further on in that piece in the Rambam and Sherish Arisha, the Rambam brings in our Gemara. Now the emphasis is it's not entirely clear La'anias Dati what the Rambam means to be doing when he brings in our Gemara, but I'll call upon him the way the Ramban interpreted the Rambam is that the Rambam is coming sort of to ask a kasha on himself, or to suggest a defense for the Bahag. And he says, look, the Gemara in Shavuah says, Alien Lemisish and Estava la Harsinai, Mrs. Sarasin, Leschashka, Mikam, Megillah, Minayan, Tavalamikim, Vikiblu, meaning to say, and Lecher, one could have said that that is a Makar for the Shitas HaBahag, that you should include Mitzvahs Drabanan in the minion of Taryag. But to that, the Rambam says, Look, the Rambam, no, that Gemara, our Gemara, is not meant as a makar, as a machayev to listen to the Rabbanan. It's only meant as sheyaminu, that they should believe in the mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, that the Chacham are going to be masakim for them, and therefore it's not a makar to include them in the minyan of Tayag mitzvahs. Now, the Ramban is ma'oyer that Lamaisa, there's another machalikis, there's another big chiddush of the Rambam, which is very negay over here. The Rambam's shita in many places is that all mitzvahs derabanan have the tekef of a mitzvah de'iraisa, because they're included in the leisasa of the Torah of leisasa menadav sheyud l'cha yaminu smoil, as well as in the asay of alpi atera sheyiruch v'al mishpat sheyimu l'cha tase. And so the Rambam holds that all mitzvahs derabanan really have a chiyuv de'iraisa. The Rambam refers to this shita bekitzer over there in his Shevi Shevishim, but he speaks it out more lahedya in Hilchas Mamrim, at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, as well as in a few other places. The Rambam says this shita very straightforwardly, that he holds that all mitzvahs Rabbanan really have the tekef of a deraisa. The Ramban has a long arichas about this in his piece over there in his Hasagas and Shevi Shevishim. B'seich HaDvarim, the Ramban is ma'irer, that he doesn't understand why doesn't the Rambam, if the Rambam thinks that our Gemara would have meant that it really was coming to be mechayiv of them to listen to Mitzvahs Rabbanan, then that would have been a defense for the Bahag, so frek the Ramban, so why doesn't the Rambam l'shitasai hold that Leisasser is a defense for the Bahag? Why can't we just explain the Bahag by saying that since Leisasser is Mechayev us in all mitzvahs to Rabbanan, the Ramban personally doesn't agree with that, but he's saying to the Rambam, Letameich, Leshitascha, that Leisasser is Mechayev us in all mitzvahs to Rabbanan, so why don't you explain the Bahag? Why can't you accept what the Bahag says, that we should include mitzvahs to Rabbanan in our minyan of Tayag, because they're all considered Deiraisa, else the mitzvah of Leisasser? Lechayre, the chiluk that the Rambam is making, that the Rambam doesn't think that Leisasser is a good explanation, is a good defense for including Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah in the minyan of Taryag. But the Shavuah of our Gemara would have been a good defense if our Gemara would be interpreted as a Machayim and not just a mitzvah sheyaminu. The pshat is, based on the essay that many Achrayim say, Sub Shimon Shkop and Shari Yeshu, Shari Aleph, Perek Zayin, as well as Rameir Simcha and Meshach Chachma on the Pasuk and Parsa Shaftim of Place Asim and Adavash Yid Lachayim and Ismail, they both say that when the Rambam says that the mitzvahs to all mitzvahs to Rabbanon become the Eraisa because of Leisasser, yes, they become the Eraisa, but they don't become the Eraisa with Shemus Chalukim, that Lamashal carrying in a Carmelis is an Isser carrying on Shabbos, and Besarif B'Cholov is an Isser of Basar B'Cholov. Besarif B'Cholov is really not Basar B'Cholov. Carrying in a Carmelis is really not a Malacha. But when you do either of those two Maisim, you're being over on the Isser of Leisasser, of disobedience. The Torah says they have to obey the Chachamim. So there's an Aveira to disobey the Chachamim. When you carry on Shabbos and when you eat Besar Fachalav, you're doing the exact same Aveira. You're doing the Aveira of disobeying the Chachamim. The Ayin Sham, the Kashas that they're coming to Miyashiv with this Yisoid, Valkaponim, this Yisoid that they say that there's no Chilukei Shemois in Yisurim Drabanan, even Lefi the Rambam, that all Drabanan are considered Deiraisa, but Midiraisa, they're all one mitzvah, they're not separate mitzvahs. So that's why the Rambam doesn't think that that's a defense for the Bahag. That even if the Bahag would agree with the Rambam that Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah are considered Deiraisa, but that still doesn't explain why he counts them in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because, yes, they're Deiraisa, but Mideiraisa, they're not Mitzvahs Chalukos, they're just part of Leisasser. And Leisasser is already counted in one of the Taryag. There isn't a separate Mitzvah. Lefi the Rambam, good Mikra Megillah is a Mitzvah Deiraisa, but it's not a separate Mitzvah Deiraisa, it's just the Mitzvah of Leisasser. So therefore, the essay that Leisasser makes every Rabbanon into a Deiraisa, that wouldn't be a defense for the Baha'i. But our Gemara, where it seems to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashbia B'nai Yisrael on the mitzvah, so Asidus L'Hadesh, that he was Kugayin Mikra Megillah. So it sounds like he was Mashbia them on the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So that would make Mikra Megillah a separate mitzvah. So then, L'Cheri, that would justify including it in the minyan of Taryag. So therefore, the Rambam has to say, but no, I don't think that our Gemara is really meant as a makor to be mechayiv in the Mishnah Drabanan. It's just a shvua sheyaminu that they should believe when the Chachamim are mechadish these mitzvahs. Now, Lamaisa, like we mentioned before, the Ramban himself argues with the Rambam. He argues very stark against this whole yisayi of the Rambam that older Rabbanim are considered deraisa because of leisaser. The Ramban holds that really leisaser is only, even though the Gemara says that Asher Shalom says of Sivanu, Vehechon Sivanu, the Gemara in Shabbos Afchav Gimel, Mi Leisaser, Zuck the Ramban, that's only meant as an Asmachta Ba'almo. Me'ikir Adin, the Pazuk of Leisaser, is not going from his sister Abonon, it's going on the Isser of Azukin Mamre, who argues on something that the Chum Darshan and the Yugim Amidites. But Mitzvah Drabbanon, the Ramban holds, are only Drabbanon. And the Ramban says, and what's my read? The Ramban says that there are many kashas on the Yisayi of the Rambam. The biggest kasha he says is from the fact that we're making on Sveikas by Dinim Drabbanon, Savik Dereis, Lachom, Savik Drabbanon, Lakula. He says, Lachar, that's a right, that Drabbanon is not really not a right. Vein kam makam laharech bazeh. But I'll call upon him, the Achreinim Amair, kasha on the Ramban. Here the Ramban says that he can't accept the Chiddush of the Rambam, that Leisaser makes every Drabbanon into a Dereisa. Because Eibazai, then why wouldn't we be machmer on the Sveikas of every Drabbanon? So Frekta Bochanan Vassaman, so then why doesn't the same Kasha come back on the Ramban? Good, the Ramban holds that Leisaser doesn't make the Drabbanons into a Dereisa. But the Ramban holds of our Gemara. The Ramban says that our Gemara can be used as a Makar for the Bahag. The Bahag could say that on the basis of our Gemara, he's entitled to count Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, in his Tariag Mitzvahs, because it says over here that Moshe Rabbeinu is Mashbia them on these mitzvahs. So Frekta B'chanan. So then you should be coming out the same as the Rambam. You're also saying that all these mitzvahs are considered Dereisa on the basis of our Gemara. So all the kashas that you asked on the Rambam, why Chazal make on Sveikas, why Chazal give other kulis on Mitzvahs Drabbanan, they should be shver on you also, because even if Leisaser is only in Asmachta, but they should be considered Dereisa as the Shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu is Mashbia and Aris Mayav. Ramachan Vasserman says that he asked this kasha to Rab Chaim, and that Rab Chaim answered with a yisaid along the lines that we were saying just before, the same idea that we spoke out before from Rab Shimon, from Meir Simcha, the chakira about whether mitzvahs Drabbanan are considered mitzvahs chalukais, or all are considered under one shame mitzvah. And Zakhtar Ramachan says, B'shem Rab Chaim, that was the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban held with us the Rambam, that the Rambam was considering the mitzvahs Drabbanan to have chilukei shemois. And therefore he felt that lefi the Rambam the sveikas should go l'chumra. But she'en kein l'didei, for the Ramban himself, the Ramban avad is moide, Rabbi Chanan says b'shem Rabbi Chaim, that mitzvahs Drabbanan are considered deraisa, not Leisaser, but als our Gemara, als our Shavua, the Taka consider Mitzvahs Dereisa, but it's not Shver that if so we should be Machmer on their Sveikas, because the Shavua doesn't create Chilukei Shemais. That's the Svar, the way Rav Chanan says it over B'Shem Rav Chaim. L'Chair is very sure. First of all, it's very much connected to the Mashmos of the whole Arichas of the Ramban. The Ramban seems to be Shvaring Chai V'Kayim that he's not Makabal, that Mitzvahs Derabbanan should be considered Dereisa. And according to the Shekotah, the Rav Chanan says, over B'Shem Rav Chaim, it sounds like really the Ramban is Moida to the Iker Vart, that the Rabbanans are Dereisa. But aside from that, this is Lehepach of the Chiluk that we were just saying before. We were saying that what seems Mavur from the Rambam himself is that if the Makar for the Rabbanans is Leisaser, then there won't be Chiluk Eshemais. But if the Makar is from the Shvu and Ar Gemara, then there would be Chiluk Eshemais. And Rav Chanan is saying over B'Shem Rav Chaim, punkfakert, that Leisaser would create Chilukei Shemais, but the Shvua would not. V'tayim ala yadana. The whole svara that there shouldn't be Chilukei Shemais is dafka because of the lashon of Leisaser. The Achreinim say that since it's only nisraba from Leisaser, so the Shem HaIsser is being sar min hadavar. The Shem HaIsser is not the carrying, the Shem HaIsser is not the kashrus. Or the Shem HaMitzvah is not going to be the Mikra Megillah. It's all to follow and not to be sir from the words of the Chachamim. But that whole lumnus is based on the Lashonus of the Psukim that the Rambam uses. But to go and say that the Rambam's Mekayreis would create Chilukei Shemais, but our Shavua for some reason would not create Chilukei Shemais, that L'Chaira is lahapach from the svar that we were suggesting. What I heard about this from Rav Zelig Epstein was that he wanted to say pshat in our Gemara very differently than the way that we were learning before, and with that to explain, to answer B'chanan's kasha on the Ramban. Behektim, that there's a sugyan yumur dafayin dalid, where there's a shakavatari in the Gemara, about whether we consider mushba va'imid in Hilchas Shavua, we consider mushba va'imid on Mrs. Rabbanon. And Rashi learns that the Shakavataria is about whether Leisasar is a Mechayev on Mitzvah Rabbanon. Why did Rashi say that the Sugi is talking about Leisasar? It's talking about the Shvua. Our Gemara mentions the Shvua on Mitzvah Rabbanon. Wouldn't the Pashup Shat over there be that it's based on our Gemara? That the Gemara Shakavataria over there is about whether the Shvua in our Gemara makes you Mishra Ba'imin on Mitzvah Rabbanon? Why did Rashi and Yuma not bring in our Gemara? What is Mashma from here is that in our Gemara where it says mitzvah so hasidus l'ezchadish kohen mikra megillah, it does not mean at all what we've been saying until now, mitzvah d'rabbanan. It means mitzvah d'iraisa hasidus l'ezchadish kohen mikra megillah. What do I mean mitzvah d'iraisa hasidus l'ezchadish kohen mikra megillah? The Gemara in Megillah daf yud dalet says, and the memches neviim that were amdul hamli yisrael lahisifu al mitzvah of the Torah, except for one thing, Mikra Megillah, and the Gemara said that they learned it from a Kal V'chaymer. That Mimavis L'chaim, Mi'avdus L'chayrus Amrushira, Mimavis L'chaim Lai Kol Shekein. Zakt Rashi, and just like we have such a Kal V'chaymer L'gabe Mikra Megillah, we have the same Kal V'chaymer L'gabe Ner Chanukah, L'gabe the Mitzvah of Halal on Chanukah. The Chassam Sefer, in Shas Shuvah Z'yerdei, Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, says, I'll pay this Gemara in on Daf Yudalan and Megillah, that these two mitzvahs, Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah, are mitzvahs d'oraisa. Had they been d'rabbanon, then Taka the Nevim couldn't have been mechadish them. It would have been a violation of Eila mitzvah she'ina never b'shoyi l'chadish ever me'ata. The only reason why they were able to be mechadish these mitzvahs is because they had a Kal V'chaymer. So the Kal V'chaymer makes them into mitzvahs d'oraisa. As they zek t'chsam sefer. Now the Netziv, in the Hamek Shalah, Shilta Chav Vav Ois Aleph says what he brings down. He writes Hagoyin Hatzadik Tchsam Sefer says this Gavaldik Chiddush that Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah are Mitzvot D'oraisa, and the Netziv says that he wants to argue on the Chsam Sefer. Abrazak the Netziv, he's only arguing in the extent. Avad the Chsam Sefer is right that it's a real Kal V'chaymer, it makes a real Mitzvot D'oraisa. Abrazak the Netziv, but the Kal V'chaymer is only for 1 year. Because the Me'avdus L'chayrus Amru Shira means the Shira Alayam. He says, not like the Turi Evan wants to learn over there, that it means the Halal that accompanies the Karban Pesach, which is every year. But he says, in Rashi, it doesn't say like that. In Rashi, in Megillah, it says, the Me'avdus L'chayrus Amru Shira means the Shira Alayam. If it means the Shira Alayam, that was only said 1 year. I would say the Kal V'chaymer is only makar to be Mechadish and Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Mikra Megillah for 1 year. And so too, a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Halal and Chanukah for 1 year. Beyond that is only Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, but it's not a violation. Because it's already an Ikkari Min HaTeru, because it's D'Oraisa Kavanim for 1 year. So Rav Zelig said, Bein Lefi L'Chsam Sefer, that it's D'Oraisa for all time. Bein Lefi L'Netziv, that it's only D'Oraisa for 1 year, but Al Kavanim, there's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah. So when our Gemara says at the end of the Braisa that Moshe Rabbeinu was mashbia them in Arvis Mayim on the mitzvah she'asidus l'chadish, it's not coming to say that Moshe Rabbeinu came to be mechadish over here mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's not the mashmos of our sugya altogether, because Moshe Rabbeinu in Arvis Mayim, he really means to be mashbia b'nei Yisrael on the Torah. He's not coming to be mechadish new chiyuvim over there in Arvis Mayim. So it means only to the extent of the D'oraisa. That's why the Ramban, when the Ramban says that the Bahag included Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah on the basis of our Gemara, he means because the ones that the Bahag mentioned are Takav Mitzvahs that could be considered D'oraisa. Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah, these are Mitzvahs D'oraisa. And so they're included in our Gemara, and our Gemara says that the Moshe Rabbeinu was mashbiyah them on this, so he can include them on the mitzvah shenemru lehem le Moshe b'Sinai. I mean, it's not shver on him all the kashas that he asked on the Ramban. Rochonim wanted to know all the kashas the Ramban asked on the Rambam. That if Mrs. Rabbanon are really day race, also he says, so why aren't we machmer on their sfeikis and all the other kashas that the Ramban asked on that Yisrael as well? Why aren't they shver also on him if he's going to defend the Bahag based on our Gemara? Teretz says because he's defending on the Bahag, not by saying that the Bahag used the our Gemara as a makar to count Mrs. Rabbanon. But that the Ramban, but that the Bahag used our Gemara as a makar to consider Megillah and Ner Chanukah as mitzvahs deiraisa, and therefore he included them in his minyan. Let's jump now into the Gemara on Amud Beis, where we find a Yesedis to Kashayla the Rishonim discuss about whether there is a din shir, a din shavapruta, to be mechayev a shuv of Magdum Mixas by Kalim. The sherish of the Shayla is two girsais in our Gemara here on Amud Beis, right in the middle of the Amud. We find the Gemara making a drasha, a hekesh, on the pasuk of Kesef Oy Kalim, Ma Kalim Shnaim Af Kesef Shnaim. And then the Gemara darshens Ma Kesef Davar Chashov. And then the end of that sentence, Lefanenu, according to our Girsa, it's Af Kol Davar Chashov. All the Rishonim bring down that there was an older Girsa, Af Kalim Davar Chashov. Then we'd be learning out in our Gemara that the Shir of Chashivos that we have by Kesef, we also have by Kalim, which Lechiris should mean that Kalim need to have a Shtei Kesef, just like we learned in the Mishnah, that the regular din of Moedim Mixas has a shear of Shtei Kesef, according to Shmuel, that the Taina should be Shtei Kesef, according to Rav, that the Kfir should be Shtei Kesef, but Al-Kapanen, there's a shear of Shtei Kesef. When the Gemara says, Ma Kesef Dava Chashev Af Kalim Dava Chashev, so the that means that even if they're not arguing about money, they're arguing about Kalim, you also have the same shear. But the problem is that that cannot be, because there's a Gemara on the following daf on Mem Amud Beis, where it says that Tonei Shnei Machtem Vahidu Lei Machas Mehen. Chayev, your Chayev Shvuas Maidu Mixas even for a single Machat, because Lafichach Yotsu Kalim Lamash Shehen. The Torah mentions Kalim to teach me that because Kalim have a Chashivas that they're Roy Lamalachton, your Chayev even for a Kol Shehu. So that Gemara says that you don't need a Shear Al Kapanim, not a Shear of Shtei Kesef for sure, by Kalim. So Rashi over here says that there's a problem with our Girsa, with the old Girsa of Af Kalim Davar Chashev. It's a steer to the following Gemara on Amud Beis, on Mem Amud Beis, and therefore Rashi says not to be Geris that way. So rather Rashi says we're Geris Ma Kesef Davar Chashev Af Kol Davar Chashev, not Af Kalim. And it just says Af Kol, meaning other things other than Kesef that are not Kalim, Lamashal, Eich Lamashkim. Such things will need a shear of Davar Chashev, which would mean a shear of Shtei Kesef. But Kalim Taka don't need a shear Al Kapanim of Shtei Kesef. Now, what does that mean when we say they don't need a shear of Shtei Kesef? So the Ramban, the other Rishonim bring down that Rav Haigain Shita, and other Rishonim as well, and this is the Shita's Rambam in Parag Gimel of Halachatayin Menitan Halacha Hey. Their Shita is that you don't need any shear for Kalim, based on the Gemara and Daf Mem, where it says, Yasu Kalim Lama Shehein, even if it's Asara Machten Bepruta, and he's Tevea two Machten, and he's Moida on one Machat. So we're talking about something which is the price of a tenth of a Pruta. Even so, there's going to be a Shvuas Moida Bemixas, because there's no Shear whatsoever by Kalim, Yasu Kalim Lama Shehein. But Lamaisa Taisis by us says, now the Ramban asks on this, Ramban says, where do we ever find that basin in this kokin for Pachas Mishav Apruta? They were the Ramban as well as our Taisvis. They say that no la'ilam, there is a shear of Davar Chashev even by Kalim. The Ramban points out that the Girsa that Rashi says not to be Geiritz was the Girsa Bakulu Nuschi. He says in all of the old Svarim, it said Af Kalim Davar Chashev. The Girsa that Rashi is rejecting was the Girsa all over. So therefore the Ramban says, and Taisvis also, that we're Geiris over here, Af Kalim Davar Chashev, and to be Miyashiv, the stira between our Gemara that requires a shear for Kalim, and the Gemara on Daf Mem that says Yesu Kalim Mashahain, so Zuk Taisvis and Zuk the Ramban, it doesn't need a shear of Shtei Kesef, but it does need a shear of a Pruta. So that's the sheet of Taisvis and the Ramban, that even by Kalim Al Kapanim, you need a shear of a Pruta. But the Shita of Rav Haigain, the Rambam, and perhaps it's mashed that way from our Rashi, is they don't need any shear at all for Kalim, ki b'chayiv even on a pachas mishav apruta. In the Kseis HaChoshen, Zimim Peiches Eis Dalet. Kseis HaChoshen asks a kasha on the Shita of the Rambam and Rav Haigain. And like I mentioned, maybe it's Medunik like this in our Rashi. The Shita that you could have a Shvuas and Ma'idim and Mixas for Kalim, even if it's pachas mishav apruta. Frek the Kseis HaChoshen, Mamon of Shach. What are we talking about? What's the status of these kelim? I come and I say, I gave you two kelim, and you say, let's say two machten, and you say back, you know, you only gave me one machat. Now, what are you doing with that machat? The machat that you're maide, that I gave you, if you're holding it and you're handing it over to me, so that's halach. Halach, we learn in Shneimachzim, that there's no shuas maide b'miksas for a case of halach. That means if you're giving it back, there's only maide b'miksas if you're maide that you have a chayiv. But if you give it back, so now there's no chayiv, so then the only part that there's a chayiv on is the other half, and the other half you're being kaifer on. That's not a maide b'miksas, there's no shvua for a case of halach. So if we're talking about that he says, I borrowed from you one kli, I took from you one kli, and here it is, so then that's halach. And then there's no din of maide b'miksas. There's no shvua. Elamai, so what are we talking about? That he says that it's true, I took from you one kli, but it got lost, I don't have it anymore, so I owe you money. So now the masa umat and the tviya is not about kelim, but it's about money. He's saying, I it's true that I took from you a kli which was worth a tenth of a pruta and I lost it, so I owe you a tenth of a pruta. And the other tenth of a pruta, the other kli that you're being teveya, that I never took, that I'm kafer. But what he's being maida is money of a tenth of a pruta. So Maravshach, if the kli is be'en, it's halach. If it's not be'en, then it's pachas b'shav a pruta. So how could there be a chi of shvuos maida b'miksas on pachas b'shav a pruta of kelim according to the Rambam? It's not kelim anymore. Because if it's not be'en, so it shouldn't be halach, then it's just mamon. If it's mamon, it's pachas b'shav a pruta. Then Nesivis has an eitzah. He suggests that maybe the case is that he says that he took one kli, one machat, and it's still be'en, but he was sheleach bo yad. Shlichas yad, a shemu hu sheleach yad, becomes a gazlan. Zakta Nesivis, that means he has kinyone gezela. If he has kinyani gezela, then we no longer have the din that call hecha de isei b'shusha de mara isei. Then he needs to be makne it back. If it requires a kinyan, then it's not called halach. And Nesivis makes that suggestion to get out of the ksesis kasha. But lemaisa, other places can say that it's not so poshut, that al yidei kinyani gezela, it's yetze michal halach. The stipler in Simuchav Tes brings down that Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Spector and many other paiskim hold that gezela does not, that a case of gezela could still be called halach. And al pizeh the case is kasha is chayzulam kaimai. That again, Mamanovshach, what are we talking about? What does the Rambam mean when he says that you could have a chi of shvuos maida miksas on kelim even pachas b'shav a pruta? If it's be'en, it's halach. If it's not be'en, then it's stam of pachas b'shav a pruta. Ve'en is kaklam pachas b'shav a pruta. So the Kseis himself makes two suggestions. First, the Ksais wants to say, you have the Gemara of a Kamadaf Kufhei, where it talks about if somebody steals a Shavapruta, and then it's Huzla. So it goes down from the original value, and now what's left is less than a Shavapruta. Or the other case over there is that somebody, let's say he stole 10 things, and that was worth more than a Pruta. And he already made a hashava on some of them, and what remains is pachas b'shav a pruta. And in both of those cases, in the Gemara and in Tosis over there, Rav Kama Daf Kofhei, that he's chayiv and basin is nizkaken. Even though today the tviya is on pachas b'shav a pruta, but since this tviya is the shirayim of a tviya that was a shav a pruta, so that has the din of a shav a pruta and basin is nizkaken law. So Melzak the Ksais, over here also, the Ksais wants to make a Tzushal. Over here, it was never a Shavapruta. But the Shevish of the Tviya was something that had the same din as a Shavapruta. Because the Shevish of the Tviya was a Kelim, was a Kli. And the Kli, because it's Roy Lamalachtoi, is Nechshav Keshavapruta, the basin is his Kaken light. Now the Kli is gone, and now they're discussing the Mamain of the Kli. But just like if the original tefiyah was for a shavapruta and now it's less than a shavapruta, basin is still in this kaken. So too, if the original tefiyah was a kli, and now what's left is the mamon of the kli, so that also loses its din of shavapruta. So it remains with the din of that basin is in this kaken. Then the Ksei suggests a second teretz. He says he said he yisoid in the previous siman pei zayin. He said he yisoid in hilchas moedim miksas, that the Hidah that's Machayev Shvuah from Ma'idim Amik says doesn't have to be a Hidah on something that Beis Din is Kaifa on, as long as it's something that the Nitva is Chayev in, even if his Chiyav is only Latzi Sidei Shemayim, and the Mela Beis Din wouldn't get involved, but as long as it's a real Chiyav, Latzi Sidei Shemayim, he has to pay. What's the example of that? The example of that is a case of Kimlei with Rav Minei. The famous Rashi of Mitzia Daf Tzadi Aleph, Rashi says that when you put out Kimlei with Rav Minei, you still have Latzi Sidei Shemayim. So let's say there's multiple tefiyas against a person, and one of the tefiyas is that he for something that he was Madlik HaSagadish B'Shavis, he's put from the Tashlum because of Kimlei with Rav Minei, and he's Maida on that. He's Maida on that tefiyah. So L'maisa, his Haidah is not Machayev him any tashlumim that he'll be chayiv and based in. Over his Haidah was machayiv him let's say shemayim. So the Ksoy said a chiddush that Haidah makes him into a Maidim Mixas, and now we'll have to make a shvua on the other tviyos, because the Haidah is not, the din Haidah is not totally on the fact that Basin would be in his kakin law, or that Basin would be kaifet. The din of Maidim Mixas, the din of Haidah to be Mechayev Shvua, is totally just on that it's Mechayev him in a Tashlumen. And then the Ksais Nems On, and this is not a Devar Pasha, this is really a very Gishmak Amara Makram, this idea that the Ksais Nems On, that Pachas Meshav Pruta, that which we say all over, Ein Yitzkak on Pachas Meshav Pruta, the Ksais Nems On, Barachiv Lashisei Shemayim, there would be. Which is a shaila that's discussed elsewhere, but over here, the Kseis and Peches, like Zdalit, is naming on for Davar Pashat, that Pachas B'Shav Pruta is like Kimlei with Rav Minei, that it's only that Basin is not Kaifa, or Basin is not in this Kaken, but let's say Shemayim again we chayv. Memein lezuk the Kseis, it's not Shver that what kind of a Haidah is this, he's only being made in a Pachas B'Shav Pruta. It's not a chasaran in a Haidah that is Pachas B'Shav Pruta, because it's still a Haidah that's Machayev him, Latz Zdei Shemayim. And that's all we need, that it should be a Haidah that's Machayev in Latz Zdei Shemayim. Now the stipler, I mentioned before that the stipler here in Shavuos Simen Chaf Tes discusses this Inyan, the whole Shalkavatari of the Ksais, and he's Ma'ir, a very Gevaldiga Ha'ara on the Ksais. The Ksais, Nachamal, he had two Terutzim, says Kasha, either that because it used to be a Shavapruta, so it remains Nechshav like a Shavapruta, or because you don't need a Shavapruta in Hilchas Haidah, you don't need that the Haidah should be on something that based on will be Kaifa, it's good enough that it's something that's Mechayef and Lassu Dei Shemayim. Zakhtan the Kilas Yaakov, rather, and this would all be good if the whole kasha of the Ksais was that if the kli is gone, so it's not, you know, in order to avoid halach, we have to say the kli is gone. And once the kli is gone, so it's just mamon, and it's lasa shava pruta. So then you could ask a kasha that I aim basin is kokin lepachas b'shava pruta. If that would be the whole kasha, that aim basin is kokin lepachas b'shava pruta, then these terutzim would be a very nice teret. But the problem is, for the stipler, it's much more than the general din of Ein Basin is Kakon Pachas B'Shava Pruta. There's a shear in Hilchas Haidah. Chamisha Prutei Tein. The Mishnah, our Gemara brings down the Mishnah of Mava Metzia, the Chamisha Prutei Tein. And one of the dinim that has a shear of a Pruta is Maidim Amiksas. So that means there's a shear Pruta in a Haidah that's Machayev Shua of Maidim Amiksas. So then how could the Ksais come and say that because it's Mechayev him Lassu Dei Shemayim, good, that gets out of the kasha of Ein Basin is Kaken, but it doesn't take care of the problem that there's a Shir Pruta, a Haidah has to be on a Shir Pruta, and so do the first Teretz. What does it help to say? He brings the Gemara of a Kamadav Kofhei that says that in Hilchas Ein Basin is Kaken is good enough that the Sheirish of the Tfiya was on a Shava Pruta. But over here, Dalmehacha the kasha of Ein Basin is Kaken and Pachas B'Shava Pruta. The Mishnah says that there's a din shear in the chiyuv shuv of Maidim Mixas that it needs a haidah of a pruta. If it needs a haidah of a pruta, and over here is haidah is on Pachas B'Shava Pruta, and it's not a kli either because the kli is not be'en, so he's being maidah on a Pachas B'Shava Pruta. How is he being mekayim the din shear haidah of a pruta that's stated in the Mishnah of a Metzia? And they fricked the Kilos Yaakov. Mamil, the stipler, wants to suggest that maybe the best teretz to this kasha of the Ksais Is it teretz that the Ksais himself mentioned only to reject and say v'deichek loimar? The Ksais had written v'deichek loimar demayri mehalvoas machtem v'loim pikadon. I said the whole kasha of the Ksais that if it's be'en is considered heilach, that's assuming that we're talking about a pikadon. Maybe we're talking about a halva, where I borrowed machten from you to use for my own project, and I'm supposed to pay you back with other machten. Then, even though the machten are be'en, but it's not heilach. But the Ksai said it's a deichik to say that the lishna dekra ki yidin ishal yeu kelim lishmer mashma pikadin. So the Ksai said that it's not mashma that way from the pasuk. Abazak the stipler, mashma or not, lechayri belav hachi muchrach, that the din mind makes us on kelim that's mentioned in the pasuk can only be about a case of halva and not of pikadin. Why? Because in the case of pikadin, what do I need the chiyuv shvua of maidim mixas for? Dal mehacha, the whole chiddush akra, the chayav shvua when you maidim mixas. Over here, when you say that some of the kelim that you borrowed are gone, are lost, so you'd be chayav shvua she'inu b'shusai. The ikar shvua, a shemim he brings down from the ksais, is a shvua she'inu b'shusai. And then once you're swearing on those that you're being maida on, but they're lost, you're being maida she'inu b'shusai, then any others that the other person is being teveya and you're being kaifer, he could be mechayev you a shvua al yedei gilgul shvua, that once a person is chayev one shvua, so we must be in a love, anything else that the teveya is being teveya. So a maida b'miksas on a pikodin of machten would be chayev a shvua on the second half, even without the din of maida b'miksas, because the first half is chayev a shvua, sashemim she'ini b'shusay, and the second half would be chayev al gilgul shvua. So when do you ever need the chiddush of a maida b'miksas? Only in a case where it's halva, not a pikadin. So therefore, Zuck the stipler, even if it strikes you as a doichik and a lishna dekra, it's belav hachi mukhruch that that's what the Torah is talking about. And then he says, and besides, don't ask me kashas on lishna dekra. We anyway say that there's the ear of parashiyah is written over there in that parasha of maida b'miksas. So it doesn't matter if different parts, different phrases, or different drushes are going on different cases and different halachas. But Al-Kapanami says that's the best way to learn the drasha. That the drasha here of Yatsu Kelim Lashahain is talking about a halva of Kelim, not a pikadin of Kelim. Lefizeh, Zek the Kelis Yaakov, the kasha of the Kseis doesn't start, because even though it's taka, even if the Kelim are be'em, we could say that we're still talking about Kelim, we're not talking about Domim, but even while the Kelim are be'em, but it's not a case of Halach because it's not a pikadin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.